today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, January the 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Let's talk about this developer. 420 acres of woods, forest in Otsego County. Republican legislators were up in arms about the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, proposal to lease state land, 420 acres in Otsego County, for a solar energy farm. But the Michigan Environmental Council, MEC, reported today that it's going to wait until the plan's final details are released before pushing the panic button. Earlier this week, State Representative Ken Borton, Republican of Gaylord, led his entire Republican caucus, along with, man, I love this girl. I have got to meet this woman and give her a hug. Karen Whitsitt, Democrat from Detroit. She joined all the Republicans in shooting off a letter to the DNR's director, Scott Bowen, quote, demanding answers, end quote, about the potential deal. Borton said, the cat is out of the bag and it's not happy. Yet, instead of facing the music, the DNR would rather try to stuff the poor thing right back in the bag. RWE Clean Energy told Bridge, Michigan earlier this week that it is not seeking to lease state-owned land for their project. If this or a similar proposal were to go forward, the representative said that they support leasing or selling marginal state land for solar and wind development. This, of course, the spokesperson for the Michigan Environmental Council, the MEC. We do not, this is a statement, their statement from the MEC, we do not support leasing or selling state land that is ecologically significant or significant for recreation or other outdoor enjoyment. However, in the case of the, quote, fragmented Gaylord land, end quote, though the acreage in question is a mix of harvestable forest, degraded land, oil and gas wellheads, surrounded by industrial and residential developments. The Gaylord land appears to be well situated for some level, quote, of solar development, end quote. They are already clear-cutting on the property, harvesting some red pine, end quote. Well, the Michigan Environmental Council said clear-cutting is necessary in some instances and should be approached with caution and care. What are they talking about? They're talking about timber management, folks. I'm very well versed in this. I have done this in the past over numerous projects. I've walked clear-cutting projects with foresters, the logging folks. I have wrapped the yellow ribbons around the trees and the green ribbons. The red ones, we've done those too. Green are keepers. Yellows are questionable. Reds are go for it. They come in with the snippers. Bam, the tree comes down. They trim the branches. They feed the chippers. And the big logs are cut up in sections and hauled out. Done it on many projects. Why do you do it? Because it's exactly what you do when you're responsible for managing your timber, your properties. It's exactly what they haven't been doing in California for years. California is basically a desert. If you don't manage your timber properly, if you don't get rid of the fallen limbs, the underbrush, if you don't harvest some of the mature trees to thin them out, you are absolutely creating a absolute firebox ready to explode. All you need is one little spark, and it's up in seconds, and it's raging. And then you throw their 100-mile-an-hour winds that they have out there in California. That thing gets blown, and they are destroying Palisades, Pacific Palisades, Sunset Drive, a Chase Bank, a jeweler, a retail building melted to the ground on Sunset Boulevard. Gavin Newsom and the liberal tree huggers out there in California have caused this problem. Donald Trump is calling them out on it. The clear cutting of the harvesting of the red pine is proper timber management. They go on to say, clear cutting is necessary in some instances, should be approached with caution and care. It wants the DNR to conduct a robust climate analysis before pushing forward on any further clear cutting. A key question will be whether greenhouse gas pollution is reduced by moving forward. Exactly what I said and told Ian Murphy for you guys to talk about in Gaylord tomorrow. A full environmental impact study must be done, including wildlife. That's number one. Environmental impact study. EISs. Environmental impact studies must be performed, including wildlife. I got a phone call after the show yesterday. They have bears on that property, that 420 acres they were talking about clear cutting, putting in this solar farm. Well, guess what? I got calls that said there's mothers with their cubs on that property as they speak. That is their home. They know exactly the bears. They've got pictures of them, the whole nine yards. You've got other species. You also have wetlands, low-lying areas of indicator species that are growing. You need a wetland study. Well, this company, RWE Clean Energy, yeah, we're not going to touch the DNR property. Not interested. But they are going to talk to private landowners. Instead of the state of Michigan getting that $1,000 an acre per year lease payment, it's going to go to private citizens who own the property and have been paying property taxes on it forever. Well, in addition, Grassroots Coalition called Our Home, Our Voice, led by activist Kevin Martis, we've had him on the show before, raised concerns about government overreach in okaying these solar and wind farms in general. Martis is particularly agitated about plans to turn 25,000 acres of Lenawee County farmland into a solar energy farm, according to a press release he put out on Tuesday, 2 days ago. Decisions about land use should be made by those who live in and understand the unique needs of their communities, not by outside interests, outside corporations pushing their political agenda, sweeping one-size-fits-all projects, end quote, Martis said. Absolutely agree with them 100%. And who was pushing this issue, folks? Who was the number one cheerleader pushing this deal? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Why? Why was she doing it? Because she's going to be running for president in 2028 against J.D. Vance. She wanted to be able to say that Michigan, her state of Michigan, was the most liberal, the most progressive when it came to electric vehicles, electric vehicle mandates, greenhouse gas-free electricity production in the state of Michigan came from her state. That's why the Democrats passed the Clean Energy Act of 2040, where we will have 100% of our electricity generated, if they have it their way, by wind turbines and solar panels, which is a fallacy, an absolute joke. It's never going to happen. They can't do it. The science has proven that we cannot generate enough electricity for our electric grid here in the state of Michigan with wind and solar. It's not going to happen. And with you trying to destroy farmland and state-owned forest for this agenda, sorry, we the people aren't going to stand by and let you do it. Not going to happen. Well, we put so much pressure on them. Guess what? The company is looking elsewhere. We won the first round. Now we got to be prepared for round two. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A little housekeeping to get to your text messages. Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer and new chairman of the board of the Presque County Board of Commissioners, said the developer already has 1,000 acres locked up that is contiguous to the 420 acres of the DNR state land. No, and he corrected himself 2 minutes later. Sorry, that is in Roscommon County. Correct. They've got Roscommon County project going, and they also have another project planned for Otsego. Let's see. Yeah, I've seen numerous ones of these. Thank you, Anita. She sent me a story about how in mere minutes a multi-million dollar solar park was transformed into rubble. It was a hailstorm in, I believe, Nebraska. Yes, Nebraska. There was another one. I think it was Texas. I'm pretty sure it was South Texas, Houston. I forget where it was at. This hailstorm, folks, it looked like a nuclear bomb had been dropped on this solar farm, this solar panel farm. It literally destroyed it. The solar panels were just, they were evaporated. They were gone. And it was all done by hail. Maybe it was God's way of showing his sign about how he feels about solar panels. I'm not sure. The only problem, the toxins, the chemicals in those solar panels, when they crack, the seals break and they leak out, leaching into the soil, it goes down into the underground water aquifers and potentially can poison your wells. They're not even talking about that. You know why? I don't think Gretchen Whitmer and any of the Democrat elected officials in Lansing know a dang thing about well water. They've never lived with well water. The majority of them are city water folks. Gretchen Whitmer was born and raised in Lansing. She's never had a well in her life. They don't understand that we must live on well water because we don't have city water. They don't understand underground water aquifers. They don't understand toxins leaching down into them, causing cancer, causing all kinds of disease from people consuming these toxins, the majority of them coming from stupid projects like solar panel farms and other industrial dumpings and things that have occurred over our stupid 100-year history of manufacturing in the state of Michigan. The first 100 years when this really started to rock and roll, the 1900s, folks, we dumped a ton of crap into our soils, into our rivers, into our lakes. Well, guess what, folks? It ain't the 1900s no more. We are two decades past it. We're halfway through the third decade. What happened from 2000 to 2010, from 2010 to 2020, has been huge developments in the way we do things in Michigan. Our air is cleaner. Our water is cleaner. Even though we still have some toxins out there in our well water, we are still working on it. We're fixing, we're improving it. I understand your fetish with this absolute false narrative of greenhouse gases. I get it. But you're not going to do it with electric vehicles. You're not going to generate enough electricity for our state using solar panels and wind turbines. Let's go with new hydrogen power plants, state of the art. Let's go with nuclear. At the worst, go with nuclear power plants. You idiots have ripped out all of our hydro dams. The cheapest and the best way to generate electricity using God-given water that flows. You've torn out all the dams. I don't even understand the reason why. But they have. Well, it's going to change. It has got to change. We need new leadership in the governor's house, in the governor's office, to get our state on track. Donald Trump bragging about the AI technology investments that are coming from the United Arab Emirates, coming from Japan. Mr. President, do you know how much electricity AI eats up? We got to figure out better ways, quicker ways, more efficient ways to produce electricity if you want a ton of AI in the United States of America. We got more. We got so many stories to talk about. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporations.